Hey, what day is it?
Friday.
Ooh, day. Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
One thing's for sure, people take Friday very seriously.
Trust me, it's about to get serious.
Get serious.
Get serious.
Let's get serious here.
Seriously?
It's Friday.
Friday, it's time to party.
Who are you going with?
Who are you going with?
Just me, baby. Just me.
I'm having a me party. A party by myself.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
See, I'm never having a me party because I'm always having a you party. What can I say? It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I was just reminded that I promised to do the text contest in the 10 o'clock hour. And I broke my promise. I'm so sorry. There's so much to talk about. All right. So let's do it right now. 991 FM Talk, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Let's do this. What's the talk and text line? Boy, that should be a question, actually. See if you can text. No, that's not the question. 884-9910. 884-9910. Are you ready for this? For a $50 tab at 10 Crows Barbecue? I told you I was going to work this out into a couple of days. Wednesday's poll question. Okay, think back to Wednesday. I know. But I gave you the answer yesterday. I gave you the answer actually four times. So let's see how well you were paying attention. No talking and no texting and driving. You can't have won in the last 30 days. You got 90 seconds to get the correct answer. 90 seconds. The poll question Wednesday was, do you know who Cash Gernon is? And yesterday, I gave you the percentage of how many people said no. What was that percentage? How many people in a percentage didn't know who Cash Gernon was? 884-9910. Go right now. You've got 90 seconds for that $50 10 Crows barbecue certificate. All right. Let's go back to this. Just came across this. Just to let you know that the things that Trump put into place during his presidency is still going on. What does that tell you? Cops have busted a Sinaloa cartel operation in D.C. Officers seized enough fentanyl to kill 21 million people. That's more than 100 or actually, along with more than 100 illegal guns and $5.4 million in cash. They codenamed it Operation Angel's Envy. Wow. How much fentanyl is that? 42 kilos of fentanyl. Didn't stop there, though. They got 473 pounds of meth and 129 kilos of cocaine. There are people out there working to keep you safe. Children are being found. Drugs are being taken off the street. People's favorite celebrities, entertainers, killed by fentanyl. Is that a way that they take us down? Could be. Speaking of infiltration from within, I hate to say this, but somebody just texted me that, veterans know their oath. They know what it takes. the left needs to know, to us veterans, our oath to serve and protect the Constitution never expires. Well, that's true for the majority of the military. But you have to keep in mind, and I'm sorry that I have to keep banging the drum on this, but the communists, the left, the American communists, they have infiltrated the military. Why do you think a commander in the Space Force was removed from his office because he criticized Marxism? It's the military has been infiltrated. We worried about this years ago, decades ago, about it being infiltrated by the Russians, about it being infiltrated by communists. Well, guess what? We let down our guard. And they're in everything now. They're teaching it in our schools. They're teaching kids in the after-school programs. It is already surrounding us. We just have to take everything back now. Wow, look at that. God, I love you guys. 90, 90, 90, 90. All of these texts coming in, 90%. You guys really pay attention. I mean, that was just one of the most horrific things. And not because the teenager was black, because he was a teenager. The 13-year-old who knocked an Asian man's teeth out. And they weren't false teeth. This is what happens when this garbage is being taught in our school system. And I have to tell you how proud I am, because we have been talking about taking back the school board, the board of trustees, where you've got Angie Taylor, putting it nicely instead of saying lying, but deceiving people that they've been accommodating, you know, they've been working in their boardroom and they do what they do, you know, and they know there's going to be a huge crowd. They know there's going to be an even bigger crowd coming for the next board meeting, because they're going to be talking about CRT, critical race theory, and putting it, it's already in the Washoe County School District, but officially putting it in. Their agenda is going on. And this is why I have been so, you know, get the name out there. Angie Taylor needs to be removed from the board. Two seats open. There's going to be even more open during the election. And I am so proud that four people have contacted me. Four people have talked to me. I know it doesn't seem a lot to you, but it is huge. Because four people have contacted me alone to get Jeff Church's information to find out how they fill those two open seats and then how they run for election in 2022. When the Japanese awoke a beast, awoke the giant on Pearl Harbor Day, I pretty much that sum that up to what the left has done for the last 5 years. They have awoken the giant that is the American people. And every day it just becomes more obvious, even to those who were brainwashed on the left. Boy, when they found out that Biden wasn't going to be terminating their school loans, even though he promised, guess what, kids? You just got your first education and how they lie to you. They lie to your face. To the union guys who said that we back Biden because he told you to your face that he backs the union and he supports those union jobs, those working class jobs. And then he shuts down the pipeline. He shuts down American jobs. So we are dependent on those who hate us. It's a hard education, but there you have it. You don't listen to what a politician says. You don't ever listen to what a politician says during an election cycle. You watch what they do and what they have done. And because of technology, we can remind everybody and share that information. We can get the word out about who the Republican in name only, who they are, which ones. What am I going to be bringing up during the election cycle next year? I've got one question for all the legislators, Assembly, Senate. Did you stand with Assemblywoman Annie Black when she wanted this state open, when she wanted masks off? The information that is coming out like crazy now, did you wear a mask? Did you help force masks on people? Because there is now a Health Canada advisory that has been issued that says the use of face masks labeled to contain graphene and biomass graphene, because of their nanotechnology derived from graphene, is now a major safety concern and could create major lung problems. And you were forced to wear them every day for over a year now, 18 months. Coincidence this is popping up now? That it's a Chinese company that puts out those cheap face masks that probably every single business has purchased at one point or another because they're the cheapest things you can buy and you just hand them out and hand them out? Including the kids. You know, our school buses had boxes of those on the school buses to hand them to the kids if they didn't have one. There have been people who have been fighting for you from the beginning. People have trashed me like you wouldn't believe, but I am proud to still stand and say, I don't wear that garbage. And guess what? They still say until June 1st, you got to wear it. Take off your masks. Even if you're a liberal, take off your masks. It's just embarrassing. It's the Monica Jay Show, trying to protect your health. And now, let's listen to the doctor after this and congratulate, first off, before I go to the break, Jackie in Fallon, who knew that it was 90% of those participating in the poll from Wednesday. didn't know who Cash Gurnon was. He's the little 4-year-old boy that was stabbed to death by an 18-year-old. This is what we see by a divided America today. Divided in all ways. Race, gender, financial stability, political party. Yeah. All thanks to the American communists. Or the Democrats, as some people call them. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Kelly Clarkson will take over Ellen DeGeneres' time slot. Clarkson has been practicing for the move by making interns cry. A trailer is out for the return of the original CSI. It's the first time the cast of a CBS show is actually older than the audience of a CBS show. Netflix is making an animated movie based on Ultraman. Ultraman the superhero. Not what guys think they are after opening a jar for their wife. Bill Cosby has refused sex addiction therapy. That's a switch, Bill Cosby being the one saying no. And it's Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, which means next week a lot of your coworkers will have sexy face mask tan lines. This is not headline news.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And just every day, appreciate it so much. I've got a couple of different sound bites to play for you from Dr. Peter McCullough. He appeared on Tucker Carlson's show back on May 7th. And here we are now at the 28th. And people still refuse to believe this. So I don't know what doctors you are choosing to listen to, but I choose to listen to the doctors who are risking everything to get you the truth. And, well, he definitely is because he's tired of it. And unfortunately, he started off giving the vaccine and, you know, making sure everybody had it. He even had it himself. And now he's terrified from the information that's coming out. I only have a few minutes here, so we'll play the bite from Tucker Carlson in a minute, but just check this one out.
There was no discernible impact on COVID-19 cases or deaths in Texas.
Whoops.
So the fear...
That's not the sound bite that I wanted. So I'll get that in a minute. But again, I will post all of this stuff. I'm sorry that I've been lackluster. I've even moved it on into week of. I haven't been separating it out into days. I was so excited when you go to 991fmtalk.com. I was being so good about doing it every single day, listing the stories that I bring to you. And, well, now it's kind of fallen into week of, just to make it a little bit easier for you to find the stories that I've been talking about. So some of the ones that I'll have on there for you today: mass vaccination triggers spike in cases and in death. This is pretty dang funny, but sorry, I just can't get over this. The other day I brought to you the fact that the one I call Beetlejuice, the mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, refusing to interview white reporters. She's only going to give interviews with black reporters now. You know, we thought that was kind of racist. I mean, wouldn't you think? And then an elected official comes out and says that? Wow. No wonder Chicago has so many shootings. Yeah, white reporters are now suing her. Oh, I can't wait for that one to get to the Supreme Court. Or, you know, maybe Candace Owens can interview her. I think that would be a great interview between Lightfoot. Lightfoot and Owens. That would be awesome. Absolutely awesome. Let's see. Number of kids hospitalized for COVID inflated by at least 40%. New research. Huh. What does that tell you when all of these organizations have to keep inflating numbers? That tells me they want you to be afraid of something that you shouldn't be or shouldn't have been afraid of for the last 18 months. Not being afraid is one thing. What you should be now is pissed off. Businesses closed. You were shut down. Some people lost everything. While these guys carry on as usual, not affected at all. Are you angry yet? Are you angry that Fauci came out and admitted that only like, you know, 60% of his staff is at the NIH has gotten the injection? The Fauci ouchie? Are you angry yet that, well, Fauci is famous for inflating numbers. I would doubt seriously if 60% of those people had their shots. Are you mad now? What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? They stole 18 months of your life and your livelihood. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them. Let's celebrate them. Let's discuss them. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So here's your poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 923 and 991FMTalk.com. In regards to AB 126, should Nevada move from a caucus back, forgot the word back, to a presidential primary? Keep changing it on us. I hate the caucus. Just let me vote, as long as it's not with Dominion. Demon. Yeah, you know. 991FMTalk.com or 923FMTalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, if the election for governor were held today, who would you vote for? 2% of those participating went to Tom Heck and Steve Sisolak. 6% went to John Lee. 12% went to Joe Lombardo and Dean Heller. 21% went to our local boy, Fred Simon. 21%. And 45%, Adam Laxalt. So, there you have it. Governor Steve Sisolak, if you have any chance of even being taken seriously in the next election, call Governor Sisolak and tell him to veto, never should have been in the legislature anyway, but it got through, it was passed. Tell Governor Sisolak to veto the bill that takes away mother and father from birth certificates. AB 287. call, email, whatever you need to do. Just ask him to veto it. Don't make us the laughingstock of the United States. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Ann this morning. She's going to continue on with the legislature and talk about a couple of bills for us. Hey, Ann.
Hey. They on Wednesday, they introduced AB 490, and that's they appropriated funds from the state highway fund into the Department of Motor Vehicles to refund our dollar, fee, transaction fee. Okay, AB 491, they've added to AB 490. The department shall add a non-refundable technology fee of $1 for existing fee to the existing fee for any transaction performed by the department.
Oh my gosh.
That's effective July 1st, 2021. And expires June 30th, 2026. They're going to refund us money, and then they're going to charge us money.
You know, that's the thing, Anne, is they will spend, and how much money will they spend to refund that to everybody?
It's $7,840,974.
It's ridiculous. It is absolute. This is how the Democrats look at your money. People want their money back? Fine. Give them a dollar back. We're going to cost them $7 million, but we'll get it done. And then we're going to make a bill that says you don't get it back.
Right, because they got slapped down for not letting it sunset. So this is how they're getting it back in.
They are just... They're picking our pockets, Ann.
I know.
Picking our pockets.
They are.
What are those numbers again so people know? What are those bills again so they can look them up through the NELA system?
AB 490 was the one to move the money from the State Highway Fund to DMV. And AB 491 is the added fee back in, $1. So AB 490, AB 491 is the one you want to reject.
Yeah. Ann, thank you. I hadn't heard about that yet, so I appreciate your calling in and giving us the information. And if that does pass, again, more calls to Governor Sisolak to just veto this garbage that they're doing. This is a garbage legislative session, Ann.
It is, and they just introduced these on Wednesday.
Well, yeah, because they're going to push them through because there's only, let's see, today's the 28th. The legislature ends on the 31st. And it's a holiday weekend.
Right.
There you
so
go.
Nobody's watching. Nobody's looking.
Nope.
I don't know. It's terrible because even the gun bill, I go, well, how come they put that in? And they said, well, emergency bills can be put in. I go, that's not an emergency bill. And they go, well, with all the gun violence, it is an emergency.
You mean gun violence by criminals?
Yes.
Because as far as I've seen, there's no gun violence from law-abiding citizens.
Right. But because of the gun violence around the nation, they put that gun bill back in.
Yeah, of course, because that's the way Democrats work. And they're going to, again, draw it out until the last minute and
that's right.
Pass it. That's why, Ann, we need to make sure that true Republicans, the ones that actually uphold the Constitution and believe in the Bill of Rights and enforce it, those are the people that we need to get elected.
That's right.
And just remember, with everything that they do in the next session, when the Republicans control everything, these things can be repealed.
That's my only hope, that the Republicans gain control of this.
That's what keeps me going, Ann.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call. Thank you. Yeah, this is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Okay, so first off, from Dr. McCullough. I want to play this soundbite for you. So just take a quick little listen to this if you need to share with your family and friends who go against what you think.
I think this whole pandemic from the beginning was about the vaccine. So I think all roads lead to the vaccine and what it means. There are already places in Southeast Asia and Europe, they're laying the groundwork for compulsory vaccination. I mean compulsory, that means somebody pins you down to the ground and puts a needle in you. That's how bad stakeholders want vaccination. Listen, it's not of cost, you don't have to pay for it. It's all provided. There are people or stakeholders, they do want a needle in every arm. This needle in every arm is a very important moniker. Why?
Exactly. Why? They want everybody shot up with this poison. Why is that? Well, this is even more concerning.
There's the principle of autonomy. This is very important. It's written into the Nuremberg Code. We live by it every day. It says the person, the individual, gets to decide what happens to their body. They can take advice, but what happens to their body without pressure, coercion, or threat of reprisal. This is really important.
Tell us what the Nuremberg Code is.
The Nuremberg Code came out of World War II, where there were atrocities going on. And as we move forward in research, we wanted to learn from this Nazi research, which was awful. We had a terrible situation in the United States, the Tuskegee experiments, where for research, people ought to have informed consent, and they can freely participate or not. And we follow that in clinical medicine. This is really, really important. If a Jehovah's Witness says, listen, I'm not taking a blood transfusion, we can't force it into their body. If we have a patient who says, doctor, I'm not taking a vaccine, we cannot, without pressure, coercion, or reprisal, we can't have somebody say, listen, I'm going to lose my job. That's pretty strong coercion, don't you think?
Yeah, you can't make a living, you can't eat. Yeah, that's about the strongest possible. I mean, short of physical harm, that's
how about
strongest...
I can't go to school? I can't get my college degree.
Your children can't be educated if you don't obey? So that's, I think that's a point that all decent people have considered at some point in the last week or two, as we're learning that coercion is real and that you will be punished unless you obey. My question to you, though, as a physician, is that is in direct contradiction of the Nuremberg Code. Is that something that all physicians are familiar with?
Yes.
So why are they standing back and allowing this to happen?
The groups, I think, is extraordinary. You know, there's some doctors that have told patients, I'm not going to see these patients unless they're vaccinated. They can't go into my waiting room unless they're vaccinated. You know, there's a hospital in Texas, in Houston, Texas, that came out and said, listen, if people don't succumb and take the vaccine, that for months, they said, listen, in order to encourage you, we'll pay you $500. If I tried to do that in a research study, the Investigational Review Board wouldn't agree with that. That's coercion. $500 is coercion.
So is the ability then to join a lottery, is giving you a joint, is giving you whatever, is that coercion? We've seen it going on all over the country. God bless the doctors who are finally speaking out after 18 months of this BS. This was the trial, people. This was the trial. This was the big test to see who was going to roll up their sleeve and willingly take it with no thought whatsoever, the millennials. Because they want to go to the bars, they want to go to the restaurants, they want to travel. The elderly, because they were so afraid of dying because we weren't treating them with therapeutics, the hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin, that we have proven safe. They lied about the therapeutics. Even in medical reviews, and the doctor stood up and said, this is BS, and they pulled it. The Lancet report. This is to see who will be the troublemakers, like myself, and who will willingly roll up their sleeves. You know, we talk about Fauci's office only being 60% shot up. I'd like to know how many people in the mainstream media, with the poison that they're pushing, how many of them have gotten the Franken shot? How many people at CNN? How many people at MSNBC? Those are the ones I want to know. Because the people who got it on camera, you notice the nurse that got it on camera who passed out said, oh, just, I don't know what happened. You know, no one's seen her since. I'm not going to throw in conspiracy theory, but I find that very interesting. I find it very interesting. The numbers on VAERS, underreported, because they don't want you to know the truth. The kids in hospitals, 40% overreported. The deaths from COVID, 60% overreported. And that's coming from the CDC. This is literally Bill Gates' live action test. And you're the guinea pig. Shedding is real of the spike protein. Just find the information and protect yourself. That's all we can do. Because it's literally a handful of people against all of us. And they're using... they're using unconventional warfare. We are in World War III. And as Bill Gates put it, it's not going to be with bombs. It's going to be with needles. I hope you're ready to fight, because I know I am. It's the Monica Jay Show, here for you on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I just say all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show. And on this Memorial Day, I leave you with this. I'm thankful for the sacrifice so many throughout our history have made. For the men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice, and for their families who had to carry on without them. It is a sacrifice that is easy to forget. For those who have it, freedom is like oxygen. It's something we just have. Many will not understand just how precious either is until they are at risk of it being taken away. There are encroachments being made on our freedoms right now by those who think they know better. But that's a conversation for another time. Today, I remember a sacrifice made and a debt I cannot repay. Today, I pray for the God of heaven to bless the families of those who have lost loved ones while serving our great nation. I pray for him to bless and comfort the walking wounded who are still with us, and bless their families as well. It is also my prayer that we remember their sacrifice and the precious gift of freedom every single day, not just once a year, or when they're in danger of having it taken away. I know a lot of people are going to be at the lake this weekend. They're going to be at barbecues with friends and family. But take a moment. Take a moment to understand that somebody else is not with their family. Somebody else never got to hold their newborn or watch their children succeed and become great patriots because they were great patriots. Take some time. The school system's not going to teach this. Heck, they don't even want to teach the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Federalist Papers. They don't want to teach anything that shows pride in this country. So it's up to us. And I'm so proud of you for standing up for it. I love you. Have a beautiful weekend. Stay safe. And remember those who aren't with us. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.